Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for not just leaving us in the natural, in our human understanding, but that you came, and you came to join us to yourself, to bring us into the family, so we can now have eternal realities, and eternal realities on a daily basis to the benefit of our family on earth. That's our natural family, our children, and our spiritual family and children. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 6, verse 1 to 4. Children, do what your parents tell you. This is only right. Honor your father and mother is the first commandment that has a promise attached to it, namely, so you will live well and have a long life. Fathers, don't frustrate your children with no-win scenarios. Take them by the hand and lead them in the way of the Master.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm pondering on these scriptures, and I've just always known, you know, from when the Lord called me, and then its realities become real. The kingdom comes to us. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. We translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of His love. So this amazing love, amazing family, amazing benefits all become real to us. And then we perceive and we look at scriptures like this, and we know we put our hands up. We were the ones that didn't like to listen. We were the ones that liked to argue and argue and then have our own way. And that made it hard for us. But in this kingdom, we realized that's not going to help. We missed it then. But now it's got to be priority that we hear, and it's going to be a priority to honor and listen to what this heavenly family has to say to us, partaking of the heavenly benefit. And then also I can just relate to myself with my kids. When I grew up, my father was not there in the house. So I had lots of liberties that my mother gave me, and I used wisely in camping and hiking and adventurous, and that was beauty. But we also, because I didn't have that father figure, wrong things came in, and then it started taking away from those good things. But it was so wonderful when I was called home, when the Lord met me and knocked me off my horse. It was beautiful. I could then partake with His leading. Remember, that's always so important. You stay in tune now. You're married to another to bear fruits to God. So you stay in tune. You've left your father and mother, your natural family, and you're now in this heavenly family. And then I could enjoy a lot of those things again, but so much more in the presence of God, in the leading of God. So my encouragement is just stay in this relationship, because this relationship supersedes. So yes, you could have had good examples in the natural, and you could have had bad examples in the natural, but that is irrelevant now. You've been brought back home to the realities of God's love. And now you're back to not having a father. And so when I brought my kids up, I brought them up, I gave them a lot of these good adventurous things. But I was also very harsh with my discipline, thinking, you know, I didn't even have a father that done that to me, and I'm doing a good job. And it's just been lately, I'm now, 67, I've had to say sorry to my children, because the discipline at times and that was harsh, and it affected my children. So, but the important thing is, why could I say sorry? Why could I be repentant? Is because we are in a kingdom now that's got the very best, not just for us, but also for our natural family. And so we can say sorry, can be repentant, because we just want this goodness of God to come to them as well in every way. And it has come to them. The Bible says that what I've revealed to you is for you and your children's children. Yeah, so just be encouraged, stay in the light, and learn these wonderful disciplines, beauty, and goodness that we find now in our God every day. Also, something else, just being honoring your parents, would bring you a long life. That you could have a long life, and you could have a long life that is short of the glory of God. But now when God has called you and you've come into the heavenly kingdom, you've got eternal life. So whether it's long or short, it's eternal. That is the big thing now. And that's a big, and that eternal life is knowing the Father and Son. Not knowing the Father and Son puts you out of the goodness that is available in them. So stay in tune, guys. Stay in tune with your heavenly family and be a blessing to your natural family and to every family on this earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.